cross and pointed to Jesus. Souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in the ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore, going afar upon the mountain, bringing the wander back again. For into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain. Thus I would go on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faint and raising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way, going afar upon the mountain, bringing the wander back again into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain, going afar upon the mountain, bringing the wander back again. For into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain.
God has seen fit in his all-wise providence to bless us, extending the threads of our life and blessing us with the presence of mind to come together as his dear children, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, that we might worship him in spirit and in truth. In the book of the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 18, it tells us about a sequence of events, and it lets us know that God, he doesn't need a crowd to do what he wants to do and to get done what he wants to get done. Why? Because God is a majority by himself. In every instant, in every situation, and in every circumstance, God is a majority by himself. And since we are the children of God, let us understand we can do things, accomplish things that are pleasing and acceptable in his sight, beyond human expectation. Never fear when you're doing the right thing and God is well pleased. And Genesis chapter 18 and 19. There is some information there that I want us to look at for just a few minutes this evening. You've heard about these two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, of Genesis 18. These two cities, they were destroyed. Why? Because they displeased God. The cities were destroyed because they refused to recognize and to honor our Lord and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God the Father. When God delivered his people from the strangling grip of the Midianites, he sent a multitude of approximately 32,000 people. Sent them away. And of that 32,000, God found a remnant of 300 men. The people of God were rescued because God had a remnant. In Sodom and Gomorrah, there was not a remnant found. There was not a remnant found. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have seen as Sodom, seeing what happened to Sodom, and we should have been to God like unto Gomorrah. Israel, time after time, is spared because of God. And we don't know how many times God has rescued us by some unseen situation or circumstance that we were not even aware of. Let us try to grasp what it is and what it means to be sons and daughters of God. Blessings beyond measure in the life of the nation. The church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we should constitute and be a remnant in the hands of God, ready to let him use us without hesitation and without excuse. Where we only have so many. No. We used to say one man in God is a majority. That's not quite right. Think about it for a moment. One man and God is a majority. You come close, but you didn't come far enough. Have you ever read Genesis chapter 1? Ever read Genesis chapter 2? Ever read Genesis chapter 3? That lets us know, beyond any doubt, God, he doesn't need us. It is because of his love that we were created. It is because of his love that even after we fell, he was willing to forgive us and send his only begotten son. Now I preach this lesson because God is he's a majority. God is a majority. We count heads, and quite often, not do, because we don't have enough heads to count. Even after reading what God has done in the moldering past, and what he even does today, I find it interesting and brain-boggling, but not anymore, that God created this whole universe And then you look at the heavens, the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars. And we know that it's something that man, human beings could not have done. And we don't have to go that high. If you have a stiff neck, all you have to do is just look around. And if that's too much trouble, just look at yourself. Look how we are put together. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been a Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah, if God had so chosen. In the life of the nation today, the church of our Lord should constitute a remnant which saves the nation from destruction. In olden time, Israel was intended to be God's remnant. The whole people were to be dedicated to God. Why not this church? If that's not already the case, why not this church? All of us, make up our mind. I'm going to be dedicated to my God. May already be done. I'm pretty close to it. God called a nation and made it a nation that was peculiar to himself in order that they might be his vantage point, his vantage ground, serving all other nations. God chose the Jewish nation in the old time. Of course, it's changed now. In that great hour of communion between God and Abraham, we have record of God's thought as he said, "Shall I hide this thing from Abraham?" About what he was going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah, seeing that I shall make of him a great nation, and in him all nations of the earth shall be blessed. Think about that, church. Bring it back to what I've been talking about thus far. This city will be abundantly blessed, even more, with his church, children, his children working together to build a great church, strong church, shouting out to the city by the things that we do, the way that we live, and most of all, the teachings that we teach. We are more than what we have become. And perhaps there may be those who are a bit leery, not very definitive. I don't know what we can do. Yesterday, the number, I found it interesting. Large number, but this area held all of those people. Everybody had a seat. Brother Brown and his team had some chairs already brought in. Everyone had a seat. Church, as I read about these, God and Sodom and Gomorrah and sending the two angels, and thinking about what transpired here on yesterday, we, as children of God, need not fear, need not hesitate to go where we have never gone before, Because it's going with God what God wants to be gone. His word to the nation. But start somewhere. Since he has given us this place, let us understand that God didn't do this just for this place, but to show us what you can do when you trust in me. Oh, you church. And when God is upset, as he was upset with this nation of people, Sodom and Gomorrah, as we follow the history of this people in the Old Testament scriptures, we discover that when they failed to fulfill God's ideal, God found a way to deal with them. We don't want God dealing with us. We want God blessing us. All because we trust him. Now, is this a lesson of provocation? Of course not. This is a lesson of reminding and encouraging. What's the old phrase? He didn't bring us this far. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. We have compassed this mountain long enough. No? Didn't get that idea yesterday. It was just renewed yesterday. What was renewed? That we are more. You can finish a catcher. We are more than what we have become. We must understand to be sons and daughters of God, he creates and he has the power to do whatever he chooses to do. And he blesses those whom he chooses to bless. And when we show favor, we show commitment and dedication to him, as I believe we have, there is no limit. There is no limit as to what we can do collectively as well as individually. Through the centuries, in the fullness of time, God Almighty sent his holy begotten Son into the world. Who did he send his son? Not to a rich people, but to working folks, to a few scattered folks, remnants. When Jesus came into the world to become, but as he began his ministry, we note that he did not choose a multitude. To help him. He found a remnant of 12 men. To carry his message. And what did he want them to do? What did he tell them to do? 12 men. You remember his message to them after he rose from the grave? He says in one place in Matthew, go ye therefore and teach all nations. On another case in Mark chapter 16, met with the same group, go into you know the text, don't you? Mark 16, 15. 16. Going to all the world. 12 men. Fishermen. One fellow with a tax collector. 12 men. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We have come this far by the grace of God. And he has blessed us to come this far. I've got 3 pages here. But you got the message. Let me rephrase that. I want to turn that into a statement. And I know that way I know how long I need to preach. Did you get the message? How did you wake up so quickly? Did you get the message? Church. Let us believe more diligently, more thoroughly, more completely what this Bible teaches. Live our lives in such a way that God is well pleased and we can have communion with Him. This may look like a big job to us. It's sizable. But you see, we bigger than it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our Father is rich beyond measure. And we have connections with our Father. He wants us to pray to Him, to trust Him, step out on faith. There are folks in this city that God's yet folks in this city that God wants in His family. He wants them saved. We can know that. And as a result of knowing that, realize that God's Son died for this privilege to exist. Therefore, I'm going to share it with others. I'm just so glad someone shared it with me. Anybody home? Anybody understand what we're talking about? God. When Jesus came into the world again and began His ministry, we note that He did not choose. Did I tell you that? He didn't choose a crowd. He chose 12 men. We got more than 12. We have more than 12. He wanted them to go to the whole world. We have, number one, we have more than 12. Number two, let's just go to the whole Richmond metropolitan area. And as we go here, there, and yon, living, praying, and seeking opportunity to share. As that young lady, as someone did with that young lady this morning. You say, what you talking about, preacher? Oh, that means that you had already gone. There was a baptism this morning. Add it to the family of God. I'll tell you. Church, you say, you're kind of strange tonight. I may be. I may be. But I am convinced, based upon prayer, supplication, and what God allows me to see physically, and the studying of His Word, we have enough right here, right now, to finish this chapter. What chapter? This building. Right here, right now. Does that mean we'll get done? It's going to get done, but I don't know if just this group will do it. But this group can do it by the grace of God. We don't have to spend 10 years to do this. They are precious souls. And let us, in the meantime, it costs no dollars. It costs no dollars. Let us, meantime, we have decided that we wanted to have these flyers. We wanted to have this bit of information to share with others. Talk to the Father and ask Him to bless you to share this information about what He has done for us and for you and for them. Don't let it just lay on the tables out there and out there. Let us shove it. All they need to say, if they choose, no thank you. But we can't read minds. We don't know who will say no thank you, or who will say, all right, I'll do that. That's how we got into the body of Christ, many of us. Some of us was born into a family that was already members, and we grew up as children in the family, and we became members, but that's not true for all of us. No. This is not repudiation. I hope it comes across to you as being encouraging. Now, God has brought us this far. There is no turning back. And if not us, then who? If it's not now, you know the next question, don't you? Then when? Who? When? We can do this. Let's not just let this material be printed up and lay on the table. I don't want to get started with this card. But it's a door opener. The three questions, a door opener. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? We are more than what we have become. We are more than what we have become. And I was saying yesterday, I said, I know our Lord would be well pleased if all these precious souls were added to his body. And this is who comes to worship on the first day of the week. Oh, what joy. That's what we had in mind in the first place. Don't waver now. We are workers together. God has brought us, as the old saying, God has brought us what? Too far. To do what? We've come too far to turn around. And our Father, he hears our prayers. Our Father owns everything. How do we know what he'll do? If just who was here tonight set their mind, set their heart on trusting God to go further and to reach out further and to seek opportunities and talk to the Father about opportunities to share his word, because that's what it's all about, sharing his word. Yes, I will come to a close, but let me say this, and it only takes me about 2 minutes to say it. There's no turning back. Don't even think about it. He has brought us this far. And what's the rest of it? He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Now you are permitted to have your own thinking, your own thoughts. I don't hesitate to and argue with that. But as much as I wanted to preach what's on my paper, it just kept working out. And it had a lot to do with what he showed me yesterday. Brown, my church can do this. I'm letting you know what he shared with me. And the church said, amen. Amen. Where are you tonight? Does your faith need to be increased? Then come. Ask the church to pray for you. We'll pray together that your faith might be increased. And we want to do the work of God in the Spirit of God. Loving one another. That's where it starts, because well, God so loved the world. So it has to start with us loving one another. We won't always agree, but we don't have to get upset. Let us remember who we are because of whose we are. If you walked away, become lackadaisical, renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you want, if you're here tonight, you're not a member of the one church. We only read about one church that was established by the apostles. Everywhere they preached, they established the same church. The Church of Christ. That's in your Bible. You can be a member of that same church. We thank God for and blessing us to be a member of it. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. You've heard that, you know the truth. You've heard it. Believe it. Repent of your sins. God is sorrowful for the things that I've did contrary to the will of God. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And God will add you to his family. Adopt you as his child. And send his Holy Spirit to indwell your heart. To empower and to enable you to live the life that he is calling for you to live. Now, I don't mind staying. That's my invitation. I don't mind staying around later after we dismiss. If there's some that says, Brother Brown, I want you to preach that sermon you had. Well, I'll stay here and preach it. But this is serious business. God. Well, then folk all say we couldn't do this. We've done this. And I believe God has blessed us to do it magnificently well. Working together. Praying. Serving God. Look what he did. And even have air conditioning. Church, we don't know what our God will do if we set up. If we set our foot on the pedal, we don't know how much he will, how far he'll let us go and how fast we can get there. But let's get on board. Put our foot on the pedal. Together. Together. Working together. The invitation is yours. If you need prayer, you come. You need to be restored, you come. You need to be added to God's family, you come. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you full in trusting in his grace? This hour are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white?